Oh yeah, we should have a nice deal. One of these. I'm at it.
Wait, where are you going? Oh, do you not sit here?
Yeah, we might have a nice for us. It's my last year. Not to be around Thursday night. Okay, to begin with a shaila that I did not get the dramatic part of the shaila. I did get the exact same shaila, but a little bit less of the fanfare. The first shaila came to Moshe. It came to Moshe over that about 100 years ago. So Moshe used to be a rav in Russia, in a city called Luban. It was under the Soviet Union. Unfortunately, life is not so great for the Jews at that point. The Moshe was stopped by the communists from communist revolution in World War I until the mid-30s. Moshe was living in his family. He was able to get immigration papers out of Russia just in time. So the Moshe was a rav in Luban, communist Russia at the time. Found China happened. He writes that this lady, then he has later doing his mission. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And in the middle of the evening, pre-KGB, NKB, something like that, but basically the Soviet secret police, they came barging into the show, and in the middle of the evening, and they arrested someone, trim, could not come up with me. They brought him in for interrogation, and he was sitting waiting in the jail for a couple of hours, and the Shabbos was Kodesh. Now they had already done Shabbos, and they got him from the person he rested now while waiting for to be interrogated by the police. So he wandered out of Musaf, but he didn't know the Musaf of Shabbos was going to stop that. At the time, he didn't know the Musaf by heart, but he did know the Tikkat HaShabbos. He read the Shabbos Musaf by heart. The Shabbos was Chodesh, but he didn't know. So he dabbled in Shabbos. He read the Shabbos stick Musaf of the Shabbos Kaddish and Shabbos. 2 hours later, they let him go. Comes back to knocks on the Moshe's door. Yes, Moshe says, "Vadeinu Vadeinu, but Falach, I daven Shabbos Musaf, but I didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So presumably I have to daven again. What should I daven now? Should I daven a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Tefillah? Or should I say no? I was going to get to the Shabbos Tefillah Musaf. All I'm missing now is Rosh Chodesh Musaf. So let me daven what? I'll daven a regular weekday Rosh Chodesh Musaf. And 2 plus 3 plus 4. So now I have my Shabbos to the Muslim, from my Rosh Chodesh to the Muslim. I'll add the two together. And you might say, what do I say now? That Shabbos without Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh without Shabbos, this Shabbos, it would not be, I'd say, the Mitzvah feels to the Muslim. That was the Shabbos built to Rosh Chodesh. So I had the same Shaila without the KGB interrogation. A Rav calls me from England. One of my Tamidim was from London now, called me a couple of years ago. Oh, she's the identical Shabbos. He called me after Shabbos was over. He called me Shabbos. Where the Shabbos was over. He asked me, what have we said in this case? He said, one of his Balbatim did the same thing. And he made a mistake. So, he davened Shabbos for such was paying attention. The Chazan dropped out the entire thing twice, falls from Nicol Brooklyn, and he went out to the bathroom. Everyone, he forgot it was a Chodesh. And he davened Shabbos for such. Now the Shabbos is, should he daven a Shabbos for Chodesh? Should he just daven a Chodesh? And add the two together. So he asked me, what would I have said at the time? So I said, never much said no bother. That's what I was going to say. So what's the thing about that? So that's one question. Another question, the Indian, there's an Indian about somebody who, here was the case of Davin's case, actually mentioned, who left out something in the mention that was supposed to be mentioned. He left out the Al-Biyah. So this shadow really happened in my home. It happened on the Shavuot. It goes back over 20 years ago, when he still lived in Washington Heights. I think I married him 2 years in Washington Heights before he moved to the county. So another shalom happened in Shavuos in Washington Heights, that we had actually two people at the meal, and both of them forgot the Al-Biyah. It's cool, they both forgot the Al-Biyah. So the significance of the shilohs, we'll see, which is talk about, one of them is a man, and one of them is a woman. That's going to become a pivotal or important discussion. One was a man, one was a woman. My high, what happened? How could it be that they both missed? Some other 2, 3, 4 the odds of 2 people missing out the other, the same meal. The answer is very simple. It was our fault. We had gone to a wedding a couple of months before, and it was like the night before Purim, the night before Dimesester. And they had given out benches at the wedding. They wanted to give out special Purim benches. So the bench that they gave had Chris and McGill in front of it, and then it had the Purim benching in it, but it didn't have her say in it, and they didn't know the other one, it just had the benching for Purim. We didn't notice it at the time, so we just moved together the other 5 trillion other benches that we got collected in the house. So we handed out the benches, book, out of luck on Shavuos. So we handed out these 2 benches to 2 people. So they eventually didn't see all the other, you know, we don't see them, we don't remember to say. I don't know what they said on Nisim or not, that would be pretty ridiculous, but I say both of us yelled at me. Rishayah's what he did. So your initial reaction to both the Rishayahs, these are like very, you know, nice. Nice, soft, low level, so to speak, on Shilohs. A detail of Chesima, a detail of Chesvenshin, Yalva Yalva. I mean, come on, how much training is he going to get? How much loneliness is he going to get? So, very often, and this is something, this is a cloud that we find in Halacha in general, very often, in Dinder Abundance, such as these Halacha we talked about, the Nusuch, the Idabim, for Musuf, for Shalosh, the Dinder Abundance. The way you do it, don't say Yalva Yalva, we have to be benches in Dinder Abundance. Very often in the world of Dinim Dirabanan, we can find this sodas with their eyes up. The Dinim Dirabanan called Dinim Dirabanan in their eyes to the Chazak Institute, the Dinim Dirabanan, the Institute of Nuskat Tfil, the Institute of Yalbiyavo, based on their Raisatika concepts. And sometimes we have to take a step back and understand a little bit more about the terroristic version of something in order to have to appreciate why Chazal did or did not institute things in a certain manner. So both of the Shilohs go in the other. So basically, the first Shiloh is a very, very lovely Shiloh. It's a Shiloh on the level of the Araisa. It seems to be a very conceptual, very academic kind of a Shiloh. We'll see in a moment if we have a real much convincing. Sometimes you have a given day that has 2 different traditions in the Araisa. Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh. Or Shabbos coincides with Yom Tov. Or you can have Rosh Hashanah coincide with Rosh Chodesh, as it always does. So you can have a day on the calendar that has 2 significant characteristics to it. So Yeshuach, one of the days, a long dish, a long dish of Shai. What's the nature of the relationship between these 2 Kiddushes? When I have Shabbos and Pesach together, the first day Pesach happens to be Shabbos. So what's the nature of that? It's Pshat that these are just 2 quarters, these are 2 coincidences. That today happens to be Shabbos. And today happens to be Pesach, and they just happen to both fall out on the same day of the week. Okay, very nice. But Shabbos doesn't impact Pesach. Kishayim Shabbos doesn't impact Pesach. Kishayim Pesach doesn't impact Shabbos. So it's 2 separate and distinct Kishayims. What do I say now? Whenever you have Shabbos and Yom together, 2 Kishayims merge together, fuse together, and there's a new kind of Kishayim. There's a 3rd Kishayim called Kedushas Yom Shabbos Kishayim. Kedushas Pesach has Shabbos. Kedushas Rosh Hashanah has Shabbos. Kedushas Rosh Hashanah has Shabbos. It's a new Kedushas Hayom that combines both of them into one mixture, into one entity together. You're probably wondering about the difference. At the end of the day, I can't do malach. At the end of the day, I have to make a Seder. I can't do chametz. At the end of the day, I have to get... Who cares? Whether it's 2 Kedushas Hayom, it's 1 Kedushas Hayom, it's a different graph. So there is a Gemara in my Seder as well.
By the Seder, when you have Mikadala at the Seder, it's a big Kedushas Shabbos, a big Kedushas Yom Tov. So therefore, before that, you assume that there was 1 Kedusha, and now it's separated Kedushas.
That is something that let's go Mikadala applies even in the first day without. You know, middle, let's say this year, the first day of Kedushas Shabbos. So we say the Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov means Shabbos for Saturday and Yom Tov for Sunday. So where the Shabbos is Mafra is Mafra to the 2 Kedushas. We can't tell necessarily whether if the 2 coincide together, where they create 3. Because 1 + 1 = 3, or is 1 + 1 = 2? That's the question.
That's
what I mean. Oh, you want to say this is the Machlekes Unu? בשעה בישראל, right? אז היא מחבת את זה, כמו בגיל יסלו בן הביצה. היא אומרת, זה לא חייבת בשעה בישראל, אבל אני יודעת כבר פול דן עם שעה בישראל. So you say the first few brachas is right, so you say the last few brachas. How many brachas in the middle? Shabbos says, the first bracha is you say Shabbos to the bracha, and you end with Kaddish and Shabbos. And then the next bracha begins with the Yom Kippur and ends with Kaddish and Shabbos. And Basil says, we don't do that. Basil says, no, you say Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and you merge and fuse them into one. So someone suggests that's just the machlokes from Shabbos. I mean, that would be a fascinating right. That would, of course, put us, we follow Basil, that would put us in the view that it's not the Yom Kippur Shteo. So, Kavir ben Araya, so the Orsaneach, Simcha Kohen Medvinsk, you know that's from Orsanecha?
Orachai.
Not Orachai, or Orsanech. He also wrote the Chumash, for a very famous name of Chumash. Meshechocha. It's very easy to remember when he wrote it, because Meshechocha, and then, Meir Simcha, Kohen, he's a Kohen. Or Samech, or Meir, or Samech, is it? That's the name of the swab right through. So the Or Samech, so the Kedoyim, the Kedoyim, the Kedoyim, the Kedoyim, so many years ago, it's from the 1920s, it was one of the Kedoyim, the Kedoyim, in Lithuania, before the generation before the war. Or Samech, Dabba Bukumar, top of the way, but second is Bach in the world. To be a woman that puts a man, so it's Vach and Kol, to see that the answer to this Lamish Akasha is a truth to be born in Vach. We need to go back around to understand this, and then to appreciate how this impacts the lives. The Gemara in the end of the Vach develops as two different clones that turn into Kedima and Mitzvahs. I have two mitzvahs to perform. Are there any rules that dictate which one comes first? So the reason why it's in Vach is because the Mishnah is talking about I have two karbonas. Let's say I have a korban ola and a korban shlomo. Which one comes first? I have a korban asham and a korban chatos. Which one comes first? Other, is there a kedima? Is there an order to mitzvahs? So some of you probably familiar with what's most famous in the klal.
Can't you play another circle?
I mean, some of that doesn't necessarily indicate that one is more chashuv than the other. Oh, so that's where the Gemara developed the Klal. Tadashir Tadashir Tadashir, that original Klal was said by Kabbalists. Actually, the source of that Klal, Tadashir Tadashir Tadashir, is from the fact that the Torah says that you bring the Korban Tamid before bringing the Korban Muslim. The Govara Rasa Vokashir also Tamid Tadashir Tadashir. So the Gemara says in the Vachanikan that Tadashir Tadashir Tadashir. So Tadashir is a good Klal in terms of the Kadeya which fits from which Korban comes from. What if you have two Korbanists, they're both Tadashir? There's no one Tadashir over the other. Let's say, for example, Korban Chatos and Korban Asher. So Korban Chatos reads certain layers, and Asher reads other layers. It's not that one's more Tadda than the other. So what would come first? So there's a different Klal. The other Klal Mishnah says is, Mekudesh, come Mekudesh Mechaveru, come Mechaveru. Whichever Korban is on a high level of Kedusha, takes precedence over the other Korban. How do you measure Korbanos?
Yes, in Mekaman.
Also, if the Lord Mishnah is in Mekaman, so there's Kachin Kachin, there's Kachin Kal, and even in the world of Kachin Kachin, there's a hierarchy of different Korbanos. So the two Mishnahs in Zvach. One Mishnah says, Kol Tad Mechaver, Kol Mechaver. And the other Mishnah says, Kol Mekudesh Mechaver, Kol Mechaver. Comes in one and says, now what do you do if you have a steer between the two flowers? I have two Kabbalists to bring. One is Tad and the other is Mekudesh. Now, Tad Mekudesh Ezim Mekudesh. That's the Gemara Shara. The Gemara spends a lot, almost the whole paragraph is trying to deal with this Kasha. So in the middle of the background, back and forth to that Kasha, that Shaila, the Gemara quotes the following. There's a din when you bring Korbanos of Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Kaddish together. So which Korban comes first? So the Korban of Shabbos comes before the Korban of Rosh Kaddish. But the Shabbos comes before the Korban of Yom Tov. So let's analyze that. So that's it. That's the first church. That's it. Shabbos beats out Yom Tov. Shabbos before Yom Tov. Let's ask ourselves, which of the two Korbanos is Tadir? Shabbos. Which is the Kudosh? Why is Yom Tov more Kudosh than Shabbos? I never would have said that. I would have said, Shabbos is holy. Right? In the realm of Korbanos, Yom Tov is more Mekudesh than Shabbos. Any idea why?
Because there's more of them?
Oh, so there's something that a Korban Musaf of Yom Tov has that comes to Shabbos. That first of all, it has quantitatively more animals. But there's also something else that it has that comes to Musaf Shabbos. Does anyone know? Every Yom Tov, even Rosh Chodesh, has a certain animal that's brought that is not brought on Shabbos.
Yeah.
What is the Korban Musaf on Shabbos made up of? Yom Shabbos? Shnei Pasim Yishar Tzvim? Oh, what Shabbos? There's two sheep that are brought as a Korban Pailon. On Yom Tiv, there are multiple animals that are brought, but not just two, no, there's all the what?
All the Shriya.
All the is a personal Korban. Is that the Tzibur? There's a Korban Chattas that's brought in every Yom Tiv, including Rosh Chodesh. So comes Rashi and says, oh, Yom Tov, a Pesoyim, a Chatos, the Shabbos doesn't have. You see, for me, a Yom Tov's Karban is a Mulu Kudish and Shabbos Karban. He wants to know, oh, so now I have a perfect test case for my Shabbos. I have Shabbos versus Yom Tov. Shabbos is one to other, and Yom Tov is more Mukudish, which comes first. Shabbos comes first. You see, for me, what do you see, for me, that Tov is more important. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. When Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide the same day, the Karbonis of Shabbos become Yom Tov Tikkun Karbonis. The Musaf infused together, merged together, the Gemara says, and therefore the Kedushas Yom Tov is Chal on the Musaf of Shabbos, and it's also called the Yom Tov Tikkun Musaf. And therefore, it's you can no longer say that one is more Mekudesh than the other. Now it's just taught the person. They're taught there are different Shabbos ones. That's what it was. Strange to
me. It's more asking, if I was saying, you must have those rushes that, and then just list all of them, one just big ball. Shabbos and Yom Tov.
I mean, because you have to rebut with Isaac, you don't just read the Rosh Chodesh, you read the Shabbos ones. If the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is considered to be part of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh,
it's one we call Shabbos, though.
We should just say Musaf, Nacha Brecha, yes, Musaf. Yom Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is there.
Yeah.
What we're saying is Musvei Yom Shabbos and Yom Shabbos is there. So that's a question. Says the Yerushalayim, what do you see from this Gemara? What do you say to each after this Gemara that when two Kedush Sayyidis come inside, it becomes one, merges to become one? Ad kan the Yerushalayim. Now comes Yerushalayim for his punchline, before we make that show. Comes Yerushalayim, and because of this, you sell that he thinks it's 100% true, right? Go from the Gemara and Tvachim. There were two different conditions merged together, they become a new condition, Sayyid. Says the Yosef, now I'm going to disagree with Rabbi Kivayger. Kivayger said disagree with him. Following Shabbos. Very rough Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls out in Shabbos. Every couple of years, Yom Kippur, not this year, but every couple of years, Yom Kippur falls out in Shabbos. I have a whole Shabbos for a second. Person's it, person's sick. Sick enough to that, so they must eat, must drink. They have to eat and drink regularly. Shabbos. And Yom Kippur comes. Of course, they have to. Who sees the Shabbos coming? So Jewish love the Shabbos.
It's a.
Even before it's a.
Yeah,
even before Yom Kippur. But Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
Kiddush.
It's Kiddush. So Kivayger says, maybe it's for Kiddush. Kiddush all the kais. What are you going to say? Shabbos or Kippur? I don't know what you're going to say. I'm not sure what you're going to say. But Yom Kippur says, yes, Rabbi Kivayger, why not? It's Shabbos. The guy's a chayla, but he's eating. So he has to make Kiddush. So the Yosef says, no. He doesn't make Kiddush. He's a minigod. I don't think most people don't make Kiddush. Says Yosef, make Kiddush. Why not? Why don't you make Kiddush? Says the Yosef, Meach. If you would have learned that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are two different days, two different Kiddush Sayyobas. So then the Kiddush Sayyob Shabbos is Mechayev as a Kiddush. But once you tell me that the two Kiddushes merge and fuse to become one, the Kiddush Sayyob of Shabbos slash Yom Kippur is not Mechayev a Kiddush. Shabbos is Mechayev a Kiddush. Yom Kippur Chas of Shabbos is Mechayev a Kiddush. And therefore the Chayyab, there's no Mitzvah Kiddush. I can't do this. Everybody said, this discussion here with Kivayger and Yosef Meach, if you make Kiddush on your Kiddush Chasbos Shabbos, it's talking about Kiddush on the coast. L'chora, there is a Kiddush that everyone agrees should be said. What is that?
Kiddush
Shalom HaKos. According to most Rishonim in HaTorah, the mitzvah Zochus of the Shabbos Kass mitzvah Kiddush Shalom HaKos. It's just with words alone. The Bavin Avraham of the Shabbos says that in HaTorah, you have to Kiddush for that night. He said, Meichu, you have to Kiddush. Rabbi Kivayger says even more. Kivayger says, you don't even have that mark for Yitzchak Kiddush. You know what you can say? The Gevaldik of the boy. You know what you can say?
It's Shabbos.
It's Shabbos. You were Zoch, you mentioned Shabbos. You don't say Good Tuesday. So we mentioned the special uniqueness of Shabbos, Good Shabbos. It's a mitzvah der Isaac, it's the shtey that they're today. So the Mishtibura is not so sure that's right for a few reasons. The Mishtibura says, first of all, as the Rambam writes, you have to say Kedusha Sayyar. So you just say Good Shabbos, that's not if you have to say Good Shabbos. Or Kodesh. Then the Mishtibura says, the Gemara says, you have to mention Tzias Mitzrayim. So, maybe
that's the Rabbanan.
So the similar reading was in the Raisa. The Rabbam seems to say that's only the Rabbanan. So Mishabur says, if you want to be Yotzei, if I say Good Shabbos, a new Chumrah. If you greet someone on the street, Good Shabbos, Kaito Zechel, says that's right. So most people say, so if you say it, something like a great. If you come home next Shabbos and you say it to your parents and you walk to the house, please don't tell me we're in Russia. Okay? So the bottom line is, according to most, we shall be half the Yotzei Kiddush Raisa, and you Kiddush Chasmash Shabbos. How are you going to do that? So many people say, you did not deny you, but you keep denying it. Before the Shabbos, if you have in mind, you get to Kiddush. They look at some shuls announce that, actually we announce that. The formal announcement of people that Shabbos, everyone should have in mind to be get to Kiddush. God has it. Anyone here ever hear that announcement announced? You want to remember? Some shuls do something. When I was younger, so I used to, I grew up in Riverdale. So I used to dive in the Yom Teroy and tell us Yeshiva in Riverdale for many, many years. And it's one of the times that Shabbos Yom Teroy. But one year he was doing Kosher Shabbos, it was a big sign from this man who's saying everyone should remember that we wanted to be able to admit to their eyes and Kiddush. Then a few years later, so the sign wasn't there. So the whole people, oh, that machine changed his mind, but they just forgot to put the sign. I wasn't sure, but I still had a mark. Back to the story. So the Yosef develops this whole Yisrael, how you say this, that when you have two conditions, they merge to become one. And we have a few rayas. The Gemara Zvachma says, right? The Gemara Beitza sounds like a good raya for the Beis Hillel. And Nafkamina, we have a Kiddush. And now Bechora, we have another Nafkamina.
How does this prove Rav Kimeger?
Because Yosemite said, Rav Kimeger said that you have to make Kiddush on your Friday night, Yom Kippur, because you have to make Kiddush. Because Rav Kimeger said, even Yom Kippur is not Mechayim of Kiddush, but Shabbos is. So Yosemite says, no, Shabbos, only your regular Shabbos is Mechayim of Kiddush. Not Yom Kippur is Shabbos. It's a different Shabbos. So now we have a big Nachmanu Dina for us. A guy daven Musaf, either in Luban or in England, and he daven Shabbos to Musaf, and then now he daven Zerosh Chodesh to Musaf. He wants to know Rabbeinu, Medeir, Rabbeinu, can I add the two together? Because at the end of the day, I mentioned Shabbos, and then I mentioned Zerosh Chodesh, so I'm good to go. So if you would hold the two separate Kedushas, and maybe you're right. So I daven both. I should have daven both. One, that was the Lechatchil way to do it. But push comes to shove. And then she jumps and she's like, so what do you want from me? Well, now the Yosemite has the Chiyach in one of the Bach, and then it's one Kiddush Sayyoy. It's much harder to sell that. Much harder to say. The Lechora, we're not yet saying. So the guy daven the Shabbos to Shmoneh Esrei. Then Rosh Chodesh, Shmoneh Esrei, what would be done to do? Come the third time, the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, according to the Shulchan. There's another possible talk to say Nefkamina Halacha, Nefkamina practically, based on the Shikhtar of Yosemite. Then we have Al-Tvila. When you daven Musaf for Shabbos, what's the Nigan for Musaf? Is it a Sefer Yatef? It's a different Nigan, right? The Nigunim are very, very old. We're supposed to keep the Nigunim. Maharil says, you're not supposed to tamper with the Nigunim. All the way back in time. Shabbos has its Nigun and Yom Tov has its Nigun. What do you do when you have a Shabbos and Yom Tov together? What's the Nigun that you
change?
So many Balak's people do like this. They'll start, Tabach HaDami Kalani, Hilo Haftoi, Then when they get to, So something like that minute. That minig is almost putting, strength on the theme, on the theory, that the two different kabbalas, the Shabbos to come with the Shabbos to come with and the Yom Tov to come with the other, It's not true. According to the Yosef Nefesh, third, the Yosef Nefesh, the Yosef Nefesh, it's all one. So Nefesh will do the other. Nefesh will not have enough to go back and forth. Because in terms of pure mom, this is probably a mocker. If you're in a shul, they don't have to order that. So Rabbi said, back to that story. So we started off with what seemed to be only a very, very, you know, detail, should be detail, Shaila, the Chastfila, it's Musaf, you know. Yeah, it's one, the two, but we're saying that it's rooted in the fundamental Shadi Raisa. There's nafkaminis for this kabbalah, there's nafkaminis for Ilchas Kiddush and Kippur. Some very real nafkaminis, Ladina, will emanate from this fundamental Chakir.
But the Rosh Chodesh Musaf has different themes that Tayyar Tzartanu talks about. It talks about Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is different than all the different Musafs. So, according to everyone, you should have to repeat it because the Musaf is different.
The Tayyar Tzartah part is probably not accurate. Those introductions to the Musaf of the Tzartah were instituted. They go back to Chazal's days, but they're almost like introductions, not the Iker part. If you missed the Kavanah part, that's much more serious part. Kavanah is the real part. Mm-hmm. The other part was like introduction.
If the two of them really matters,
then yeah, it doesn't
matter. The Shabbos for Tishbub and during the Torah when we switched to Eid,
yeah,
that one wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a veil on Shabbos.
Okay, rest, that was the first half of the Shia. The second half of the Shia. Back to the second Shia. Second Shia was a Yalviyabu Shia. For a person who missed Yalviyabu and benching, and I mentioned it was a man and a woman. Why is that important? So it's important for the following potentials. What's the deed if a person forgets an askara in veggie? First, we got the sacred safe, that's the aliyah with the appropriate times. That's the alisa. When do you go back to dinner? What's the general rule? When do you go back to dinner?
They say the rachma is you can add it.
They say the rachma is a woman hungry. You have to be frustrated to
a
woman
hungry.
I think you can add it. Those women hungry. Whatever says you have to rachma, but those women, that's not going to help you with the veggie. Veggie is over, it's right. You should say your aspart. Veggie has a little bit. Okay. So there are two factors that get thrown into this picture. One is we're done with the rise of Rabbanan, that's one of our jobs. Then the Gemara has to get a veggie the following factor. Did you have to wash and have bread and veggie in the first place? What was forcing you in the first place to wash the veggie? Is it something that halacha insisted or something that you decided on your own? If you were required to wash a veggie, so then what? You really had to wash a veggie. So then, if you missed whatever you missed, then that's back in the bench of the bench. If nobody told you to bench in the first place, you chose to wash, you didn't want you to wash. So then, if you forgot the Yav Yav, let's say whatever that insertion was, is Nishka Felch. Okay? So that's the cloud who has the seven brothers in the brothers. So now let's walk ourselves through. Which days do you have to eat bread? You mean a day you must eat bread? Shabbos, that's like a no-brainer. What's the difference? If you missed, let's say on Shabbos, you're in trouble, you got to repeat the dish. Why do you have to eat bread on Shabbos? It's clear for the Gemara you have to. You have to because it's through the Shabbos. It's supposed to show you probably, right? But not necessarily. So it's a given you have to eat bread on Shabbos. The Pharisee Gemara can't argue with that. Why? So the Gemara says in the Shabbos, Chayav Adam Lechem Gimel Sukkos on Shabbos. You have to eat three meals on Shabbos. How do you know that? What does it say? It's the mock people see some challenges.
It's one more than normal.
I mean, that could be the rationale. Why? What's the mock for? Yom Moshe Echlu Hayom, Kishabas Hayom, Hashem Hayom, it says the word Hayom 3 times in the bun. They're eating the bun 3 times. Me, I guess, the people see the shadow, the rice in the bun, because the yolk rush, the hafta. Well, the mice are based on this gossip, something to do with Zechel Man. You have to eat 3 meals of shabbos. Which day has to be bread? Who said it has to be bread?
The mother's bread.
Mother's bread? The mother's bread. Was it really bread in the world? Yeah, right?
But it's called bread, so they probably made it with.
Oh, so there lies a major machlokes.
It's amazing.
What? So Ben Tam says, you don't have to eat bread for some reasons. Ben Tam said, you can have it called mini tagima. Mini tagima, some Rishonim say it means like mezonos, some Rishonim say it means something that's together with bread, fish or meat, some Rishonim say it means fruit. According to Ben Tam, you don't have to eat bread to be kind to give us sunnahs and shabbos. So it comes up in the Yain and says, but the Gemara says you have to eat bread. The Gemara says if you missed. If you missed, you'd say you have to bench over again because you have to eat bread. But the Gemara says, no, Ben Tam did this. So Ben Tam said, sunnah shabbos is not b'chayim to eat bread. You have to eat bread for a different reason because kiddush has to be the makom what? Sunnah. There are different definitions of sunnah. Suda for the purpose of Kiddush for Mokum Suda requires bread. Gimel Suda for Shabbos doesn't require. Why should that be? So, nothing. From this question, nothing. So, the Tam Shita, as I explained it by the beginning of the end, is that the brachas is that you don't have to eat bread on Shabbos to turn us Suda. You have to eat the Torah's Kiddush Mokum Suda. My Nafkamina? What's going to be the Nafkamina? Why would you eat bread? That's the bread anyway, so it would be a Tam Yain for us. Where do you have to eat bread on which meal? Shalshudis. Because Shalshudis is the Kiddush. So even before Beretam came along, I thought you have to eat bread out the Gimel Sudas. And I thought all three Sudas were on the same equal footing. Cook your Beretam and shake his Nishtazar. So Beretam, it's not true. Don't think it's not true. You have to eat bread, not out. So the Shabbos, well, it's Kishbab, so different Shalshudis you don't have to.
According to the logic of the Tekkim, the whole problem of Arabic Sash or Shabbos, can't you just have me and Tarkiba just like fish and whatever?
Of course,
you watch.
When?
Arabic Sash or Shabbos. Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. You can do a quadruple with that, you can do that, right? We're not possible with that, right? We're not possible with that, that's the problem. When Tom says for Shabbos, you can for the first two meals, and when Tom says you have to eat bread, because it's Kishwa and Suda.
Right. But now Shalshudis, you can't.
Right, so we're going to be in the town. It's very easy. You just take this effect.
I thought you said last week that you can do Kiddush Mokum Suda with Mazonos.
Oh, very good. That's never been in town this week. Right, very good. Right, we passed the Shabbat like that. We're in town like this week. Right. So all the other Shabbos could have been in town. Tosafot could have been in town a few places this week. He says, no, it's not true. The mom was lechem. I wasn't going to lechem. He didn't mount to lechem. Lechem Yishman, tchum lechem. Api din is like lechem. And therefore, the halacha declares you have to eat lechem, then he pass in order to fulfill the Shabbos. And therefore, there's no difference in Friday night Shabbos and morning Shabbos. That's when we follow the halacha. So people really should not rely on that. Some people, rely on Sudan Dan, they don't really have real Shabbos. It's not right. It's supposed to be washed and then Shabbos. So Dan was not fine with everybody agrees that you have to eat bread on Shabbos, even the terrorists. Kibble Sudan, so the terrorists, Kishbok. Therefore, if you forgot what say on Shabbos, you have to keep the benching, except for which of you are possibly?
Shalshudis.
Shalshudis. That's what most people say. The guy forgot what say, and Shalshudis would be the evidence of a liar. We're not going to make him bench over again, but the most of Shalshudis is the bench. Let's move over to the other. The person forgot. So the person forgot to say Yalav Yavo and Yantidif, because you have to keep the benching or not. What's the real question? Are you mechuyav to eat what?
Bread.
Bread on Yom Tov. That's the shayla. Are you mechuyav to eat bread on Yom Tov? That's the real shayla. So this is a little bit less clear. So the Gemara seems to say yes. There's another Gemara that sounds a little bit mad. So Tosfos, and I said a super cool possibility, that you don't really have to eat bread on Yom Tov. So the Shabbos here, nothing. I wouldn't be more mean when it says you have to eat bread on Yom Tov. We're talking about two specific nights of Yom Tov. There's a chiyuv going to eat bread, not literally, eat leaven, to wash and bench. There are two nights, chutzlaret, there are four nights. You have to eat bread. So for example, Yom Tov is not a chayv of eating bread, but what is?
Matzah,
the first night of Pesach, and?
Sukkah.
Sukkah, first night of Sukkah, so chutzlaret, two and two. So one day in Pesach says that you're eating lunch on Shavuos, and you forgot to say Yom Tov, what do? Forget about it. You're not mechuyav to repeat it because you're not mechuyav to eat bread in the first place. So Tosafot in other places disagrees in Shulchan Aruch, that first opinion is not even quoted. We pass in Halacha. Of course you have to eat bread on Yom Tov, the same way you have to eat bread on Shabbos, same thing, Shabbos, Yom Tov, of course you have to eat bread on and therefore we forgot Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, even in Shmini Yatzeres lunch, or Shri Shabbesach, supper. Any and every yacht of meal you forgot, you'll be able to repeat the bed. That's what we toss in Shulchan.
Is this Kodesh different?
Kodesh is sure you're going to repeat Kodesh on the bread. Kodesh is a nice thing to eat bread. That's not a problem.
Even if you say you don't have to, you don't have to eat Hamot, you can just go by with Mizonos. If you forgot Shabbos in Alam Mechia, would you have to repeat?
No, you don't have to eat that chicken Shabbos. Nobody told you to eat chicken.
So what? Oh, does Brain and Fash should also work?
No. It would say, I made Al-Mikhi, but I forgot the Ritzei part.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to happen. The only meals, let's say I eat six meals on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Only the first two meals I have to repeat after that. All the extra meals that I forgot Ritzei big meal. That's like Rosh Chodesh. It's an unnecessary eating. Only halakhically required eatings are ones that require repeating that.
I mean, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you have already done kedusha. Now you're just doing for your.
The third meal. I mean, you're eating mezonos in your third meal, and you got to say, for saying that, maybe you have to be for that, maybe.
Okay. But can you also get by with grain and fasha, or does he say it needs to be mezonos?
So depending on what you think the tagima are. If you think we're going to be mezonos, we're going to be mezonos. So back to the story. So the starting point of Rav Shaila is here, I got two people sitting at the table on the Shabbos today, and they've also got Yalviyavo, so it's a no-brainer. They both have to eventually, we don't pass like that day. What?
It's
So Rabbi Sai comes to Gidei here in his first tshuva. He says it's very, very possible that there's a split in Sach for men and for women. What is that split in Sach? So Gidei says, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to Shabbos for a second. Everyone's chag in 3 meals of Shabbos. What about women? Is women chag in 3 meals of Shabbos? I don't think it's a lot. I'm called the sister's number, but calm down, it's what?
We do any time on Shabbos, you
can. Yes, that's a show for people, show for people, show for
people.
So come to Rishon and Shabbos say, no, women are chayav asid to the Shabbos for 2 reasons. One reason is the Rav, we think Shabbos Zohar. Whoever's chayav and Shabbos Zohar, even though the Gemara only uses that like every one of the members, but only said like every kiddush, where the Rav assumed and extended to other mitzvahs that say Shabbos as well. And Rabbi Natan says, for a totally different reason, women are chayav asid to the Shabbos. I don't guess. I gave it away to you before. Why do we even say the Shabbos for? To remember what? The great miracles of the month. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's miracle associated, what's the rule? Who's got the rule for me? Afei Nadir Sodei. So you've got the 3 examples in Chazal. Afei Nadir Sodei. Purim Chanagan. Okay? Matzah studies kasha why we don't use Abedin Abedin. So come to Beritam and says it's the 4th in the list. The Gemara doesn't say it, so Beritam and Abedin is also says. Sudi Shabbos from Rechayav is Abedin Abedin also says. So according to all we show from Rechayav is Sudi Shabbos, name the fear of Beritam and the fear of Abedin. There's never a question that Rechayav is, how long does your question why the fear? So come to Rechayav and now connects the dots. He says, wait a second, hold a second. The starting point in Aloha was women shouldn't be too Russell to the Shabbos because it's my brother. Tell a lot. We finagled the lay, we came with the nates, we came with the kunz, and we said, no, Shabbos is different because Shabbos is different because what? Because Shabbos is up. Do those reasons apply in the Altif?
No,
Shabbos is up. That's what it's crazy, seems to say. Zohar sounds like talking about Shabbos, not Yontif. The Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam sounds like Shabbos, that means the Yom Shabbos is in the Lacha, including Yontif, but Kinega was working out like that. Afen Rabbi Yosef Anais, not so simple at all. The big machalik is different with Russia. Did the month fall on Yontif, according to some? The month fell on Yontif. Did the month fall on Yontif? There's no Nais of the month we have to celebrate on Yontif. And Shabbos, you have to celebrate the fact that the month didn't fall on Shabbos, it fell on Chemish on Friday. So okay, all to do about it. We have 3 meals, okay. So Chalas, etc. It all time around not the month. According to some issues, some in Russia, the Nais didn't occur for Yontif. That makes a lot of sense. One, there's no need for Nais in Yontif. One.
There's no interfering. There's no Tchum.
Well, not the Tchum, so you have a lot of carrying. The issue of collecting the month was an issue of carrying, possibly. Right? It's not like Spigumah, it was a Tchum, it was a carrier. So it was just that you're carrying a lot of character food on them. So the Maisa says to the Kivegar, he thinks all the reasons that we should say that women of the Yavas and Kitchen Shabbos don't carry over the Yavas, and therefore women are Pturus, observe Sudas, women are Pturus, and Sudas Yavas. It's a famous Psacha of the Kivegar. Therefore, says to the Kivegar, if women are Pturus from Sudas Yavas, if a woman forgot to say Yavas, what would the din be? For her, Yalav Yavo and Yontif is like Rosh Chodesh for men. The same way the Gemara in Bracha says that a man doesn't repeat benching for missing Rosh Chodesh because he's not chayav to wash anyway. Says it makes the same issue for a woman vis-a-vis Yontif. Famous Pesach of Rabbi Kivega, with one exception, or Chutzal has 2 exceptions. There's 1 or 2 nights where even Rabbi Kivega can see the woman throughout Yom should be stuck after repeated benching. What was that? What is that? They say, like, why? Because women are here, it's a special puzzle. So, if a chomet, she's a matzah, so whoever's a kid, chomet is a chomet, it's a matzah. So, Sukaram, when it does so, Tibet, we can see by that, potentially. Tibet, that's not true. Tibet makes the whole Cheshman Nina. We made up two of those meetings to this Yom Tov. They should have been two of those meetings to Shabbos also, except for the two reasons. But the mice and the two of those meetings to this Yom Tov. They should take the Kibbeh and show them. Then the Kibbeh throws a curveball at himself. The way it's in the whole thing. There's a posting in Chumash, this week's parish, the Samach, the Ato, Vimcha, Vitech, Ato, Masecha. The Torah says, in the midst of Simcha Yom Tov, who participates in Simcha Yom Tov? Who? Who is singled out of the Torah? Ato, Ubincha, Ubidecha, the Almanosh, Yabikirbecha. Men and women are celebrating on Yom Tov together. Comes in my conclusion, says, wait a second, why women chayavas in Sukkot Yom Tov? Isn't it a lot? Isn't this man's Rama? What's going on? So there are two answers in the Gemara. The one condition, the first part of the Shaila, how can it be? On the one hand, women of Torah should fill it since the Jewish was a little shaifer. And yet comes to the jump, all of a sudden turns the strong to him. What's going on?
Oh, it's
impressive. All the kids
Well, since the Torah had to exclude them, that means, I mean, had to specifically include them, that means for everything else they were excluded.
So in other words, this is an exception possible. Basically, this is one day of the Gemara, you're right. This is an exception rule. This is not the first exception. We just mentioned another two other exceptions in the last 5 minutes we mentioned. What are two other mitzvahs that should have been Zman Brahma? Not Torah. Kiddush and Shabbos and Matzah. So there are exceptions to the rule. So one day the Gemara says, there's no line, so we got an exception to this. Then the Gemara goes to another thing and says, no, something that is not accepted to the rule. Women up to Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. I was the Pasuk mean, Atah Vinu Vitecha. No, it's not an exception. According to one day, it's not an exception. Women up to Rosh, so what is the term talking about? Isha Baila Misamcha. The woman is not chayimah to be the Simcha. The husband, as part of his simcha, he has to mesamech his wife. He has to mesamech his daughter. He has to make sure that the amanas are. It's incumbent upon the men to make sure that the women are in the state of simcha. But the women, if a woman wants to be in a desert island and not to be miserable, so give me something. Okay? She's not famous in simcha. Possibly. So it comes with the baby says, that means, I'm telling you, Hoshi Taira, that women don't have to eat so this young thing, they don't have to wash a bench, and therefore they miss the Yavi Yavos, the Shkafelach, like the Shkhalish men. Who am I kidding? What happened to Simcha? According to half the Mishnah, we pass in the women of Chayavos. It's an exception to the rule. So what's going on? So Kibbeh develops his soul that he serves to explain answers. He creates the Kasha. He's developed his science to answer the Kasha that he created. He's the one who said women of Tursim, this Yavi Yavos. Others are saying. Now he's challenged by the Gemara that says, potentially, women of Chayavos in Zimbabwe. Says in Kibbeh, Suda l'chud, the simple chud. The requirement of eating sudos is not a function of simcha. Give me a raya guru. Suda is not with simcha. There's a chid of three meals on Shabbos. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? Let's see, anywhere of samachta b'shabbos on Sechah. No. There's a sifre that says, impossible, kis chatzetus v'yom simchastem, filu shabbosis. This is the famous Gasha. I just got to say, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. Pashas, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. But Shabbat. So what do you mean when it comes to Pashas? So some say that the Mikdash, everything is different. One, because the Mesa Mikdash is the special Kabbalahs that are brought, the Kabbalahs of Shabbat and Musaf, create the level of Simcha. So the Pashas is very thought of Lohi Chatzetus, that was the Mikdash. The Mikdash is simply within Shabbat. That's why Mrs. Ashton says, Yisuch and Malchus, for only when? We only say the Musaf. So you say it's good by Shachas and Kholzah, right? Shachas for sure, I remember Kholzah, I don't remember. Shachas for sure, but especially it only says Rebbe Yosef. So Lamaisa Suda and Simcha are the same thing. It says in Kibbeh, Suda means bread, according to Naaman Ben Tabi. Suda means bread. A woman can say bread and another. Simcha, what is Simcha? How do you express Simcha? So the Gemara says in the Sefer Tzach, with Manchu Beis Mikdash HaKayim, Simcha was Besara Kabonis. He went to the Beis Mikdash, he offered Kabon Shlomi, he ate the meat, Shabbos, Simcha, Dosa, Simcha was Yom Tov. This man has said, never could have Kabonis, what do we have in place? So what do we have? We have big Simcha, the boss of the Rambam says, regular meat, Simcha, the Yahi, but other manifestations of Simcha. But nowhere does it say, Zayn Simcha of the Lechem, it's a little palace. So different Kibbeh says it's very possible we're in the Chayavos in Simcha, whatever that means. But to say therefore the Chayavos in Sud, it's not true. Sud l'chud is Simcha l'chud. So today he has a chiddush gadol, chiddush for God, chiddush that he's pushed in the direction that if a woman missed the alav yavo and mentioned, she does not have to be the mentioned. And the reason for that is because fundamentally she's ptur from siddush yavo, unlike siddush shabbos. And don't ask the guy from Simcha, Simcha Chodesh and Luchot. Mamish didn't get eyes on it. He said it's the very ABCs of the celebration of Shabbos and Yom Kippur are all coming together in the Shabbos. The
question was, she's tied in Simcha and Luchot, she tied five also in Simcha.
She's tied in what?
What was the question?
Rebbe claims that he asked the Gasha, isn't Suda part of Simcha? She's tied in Simcha, that means Suda. He said, no. Simcha does it, to me, boss, yeah, doesn't, whatever else it means, it doesn't mean past necessarily. So this is a big mishkush of Kibbeh, but others did not accept this. Other those give, including Moshe, and others tell us, I don't think it's not true. Women are chayyavah since who the shabbos and other. The same thing, the chayyavah, the same thing. Therefore, a woman forgot El Yavah, she has to be Kibbeh also. So now I'm Mamash and Kibbeh, now I'm real person. I have a woman sitting in front of me, who forgot El Yavah on the lunch and Shavuot, I don't tell her. But to Kibbeh, she cannot bench again. Bench again would be four brachas of a dollar. Where to Moshe, no, she's b'chuyavas, we're going to bench again. What do you do? The Baal, what do you do? So I brought four, don't have it, what are you going to do? So here I had an eight, a little bit eight, so I started with
the bench. Bench her,
there were two people here, one man and one woman, both of them. The man for sure has to repeat, except that doesn't serve an apostle. Of course the man has to repeat. Let the man be most of the woman in person. Now, can we do that? So the one brother says that's very, very tricky. Under normal circumstances, you're not supposed to say Shemek or Oinim and Birchim Mosul. Because the Rishonim says, you ate and you're full. Now you're just going to not really bench, just going to listen and pay attention. That's not right. Everyone's supposed to bench in the Jews. Shemek or Oinim is for Kiddush, for Abdul, for Christ, for all the mitzvahs. Benching each person themselves, unless there's a mezuzah. If there's a mezuzah, then it's all different organ, then the benches are grouped together, then it's okay, four or three minutes or something else. I'm thinking is we usually don't do that. In the olden days, when the bench was open, so one person led the bench, everyone else was quiet, and just answered, oh man, it was the other decision, I got a kiddush. So they both get right, and we try to avoid that because people can't pay attention, so long. People get the bench. But after that, so I push his bench room, so that's most people do today. So here, there are a little bit of a pickle, because I don't want to let this woman bench herself, because we're not sure she's prepared for the bench. I'd rather have the earth with the man, but the Gemara says, you're not going to let this woman come to the Gemara Brachas and says, that which we say you're not supposed to do Shemek HaOinim, Shor HaMezumen, is only true with Chachima. If it's possible, you have two people together, they both don't have a bench, so then it's more appropriate, one should bench, each person bench themselves. If they have a Mezumen, then they can get the Gemara, one bench is about the other two. But if there are only two, so Mitzvah Chalek, they have to split up. Versus one of them doesn't want to read, one of them doesn't want to bench, one is a Namaretz. Versus one's a Tabachach, one's a Namaretz, a Tabachach will bench, and Namaretz will be here too. So what do you see from that Gemara? That Shemek HaOinim does work for benching. It's just that we try to avoid it if at all possible, but if you're stuck at the corner, then it works better than nothing. So that was exactly the game. It's done. I think since we're not sure about the Tzurik Kibbeh, it's a suffix that it's a Muslim, and we have, if there would be no other option, it's at the end. We don't mention, I'm not sure what I'm talking about. But since it was an option for man to be known to the woman, so I told the man, be benched, say very slowly, clearly, out loud, boom, she didn't say, at the end of each of the brothers, try to remember Yalbiyom this time, and therefore Shalom Yisrael should be as a forget. So Rabbi saying, again, I think both of these Shilas highlighted, but even though at first glance these Shilas sound like these very, very technical details of the field of the law, which themselves are important, and we shouldn't be minimizing even those kinds of Shilas, but these Shilas really open up our eyes about really so is their eyes about the Musops, and about Sidhu Sayyoni, and about Sundis, Rising, what are the conditions, men, women, a lot of the Yisodas. In terms of relations, the Shabbos and Yom Tov to come to the fore based on these seemingly intricate details. Okay, so if I say what we try to accomplish this couple of weeks this summer is just to give you a little tam, I'm going to share a tikkun and ayam of just some shilas that come our way. And again, the basic mahalach, those who some of you with me the first half of the summer, some weren't, those who were. So hopefully you almost swell the second half of the summer, kind of came off the heels of the first half of the summer. First half of the summer, we spoke a lot about the background of Pesach, and about Tesh Ben, and the whole methodology, and the whole history of what we have, how we got to where we are today. But the goal is to understand, we started at Moshe Rabbeinu, we're now sitting in the Dachshund Be'alf, and maybe here, trying to pass the challenge. So we're doing things the same way. We're back to the previous sources, we're back to the Gemara, back to the Rishon, back to the Shulchan, back to the Lein Poskim, back to Gedera, just to get a sense of how to apply the halacha properly. So if we're rough, we should give a siyach and shmai, and we're going to apply the halacha this time. Okay, Baruch Atzmach, everybody, okay? Which we must leach. I imagine unless somebody else will give something to you guys, and I don't need something, I'm not sure what it is, but I have a little bit of there. Okay, so Baruch Atzmach, everybody. I'll see you guys around next day.
Thank you.
Thank you.